What was your personal highlight during the BIMworld?
Surprise, but on the positive side.
Highlights were quite similar to what we have here as a daily business in the office, just meeting the people that you haven't seen for a long time.
Where you say, okay, this is something I can really recommend to everybody.
I'm quite sure that we won't run out of ideas for further improvements in these areas. Yeah.
There is a lot of possibilities which you can choose.
Hallo und herzlich willkommen zum Global Podcast, der Podcast rund um das Thema Bau. Ich bin froh, dass du dabei bist. Los geht's. Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu einer neuen Folge von Global Podcast. Heute mit zwei Gästen, und zwar zwei unserer Global Kollegen. Einmal den Lukas und einmal den Jaroslav. Warum sind heute unsere Kollegen mit an Bord? Ganz einfach. Letzte Woche war die BIMworld, die Messe für BIM und Digitalisierung im Bauwesen. Und ich habe mir gedacht, ich lade sie jetzt einfach mal hier in diesem Podcast ein, um einfach mal ein Feedback von denen über diese Messe zu erhalten. Da diese Messe international ausgelegt war und auch Jaroslav aus Tschechien kommt, machen wir diese ganze Folge nun auf Englisch. Und deshalb wechseln wir nun ins Englische. So, now let's talk in English. So, Lukas and Jaroslav, thank you very much for your time joining this Global Podcast, and I really appreciate this. So, last week there was the BIMworld, and therefore I'm very interested, what was your feedback and what can you share with the podcast audience of Global? So, I forward the word to Lukas, please.
Hi, thank you. My name is Lukas. I work for Global for 12 years now as a customer support and product manager, especially with the focus on the interfaces. So far regarding me, I have to say I like the event a lot. From the exhibitor point of view, I think the event had the perfect length, the right size, and also attracted the right kind of people. 2 days for me personally was the sweet spot. It gives the customer enough time to visit the booth and get in contact with us. But it was also not too long so that the wife and the kid at home doesn't complain too much about me being away.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much, Lukas. What about you, Jaroslav?
Hello, my name is Jaroslav Bros, and I'm at Global, I guess, for almost 3 years. Mainly I'm responsible for the leading of the development teams, which are, let's say, specialized in the interfaces and the web service. Therefore, I have visited the BIMworld because I like it, and it gives me the space also to talk with our clients, to get a feedback on our development and to, let's say, fully understand their workflows, what they are using and what they need to use. That was, let's say, also my goal for this year. To understand this better.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much. So I think you talked a lot to different people. You showed the programs, and you get also a lot of news of the construction industry. But when you remember back, what was your personal highlight during the BIMworld, Jaroslav?
If I see it from my point of view, the personal highlight was that everyone started talking about the BIM and about the workflow as well. It's normally used, that they are not scared from using it to overtake the models between the applications. That in the past it was quite fear to do it. Now they stop on our booth and asking, hey, how do I import or export the model from your application, or how I get model from Revit to your application. That's my personal highlight, that it's nowadays it's normal to work in BIM. That was not so often in the past. That's let's say my top personal highlight from the event, and I'm surprise, but on the positive side, that now we are moving to that.
Okay, yeah, this is very nice to hear, especially when it becomes more and more integrated in the whole planning of constructions, buildings, and so on, that BIM becomes more and more important, not only for engineers, but also for all participants of the construction industry. Okay, thank you. Lucas, what about you? What was your personal highlight during the BIM World?
I, first of all, have to agree also with Jaroslav. It was quite good to see that everyone is talking openly about these topics. For me personally, I have to say the highlights were quite similar to what we have here as a daily business in the office. It's always great when you can show someone a feature or an add-on that's helping them with the task that they have. So that's quite satisfying for me personally. And apart from that, just meeting the people that you haven't seen for a long time, that you have only been in contact with via mail and so on. So that's also always nice. Yeah,
I think especially when you meet during the trade fair some customers or also some users of our programs, I think talking with them and also showing them something via Teams or via an online meeting is one way, but talking to them face to face is something different. Absolutely. And therefore, this leads me also to my next question, Lucas. So when talking to customers, also to users and visitors at our booth about our product and company, so what was the feedback of them regarding our products, company, and so on?
I think overall the feedback was quite good. Many customers praise the good support and the CAD-like modeling features. I think we know that we are good in these areas. But of course, due to the topic of the exhibition, the interfaces were, of course, also of great interest. Many requests were related to Autodesk Revit and Nemetschek Allplan, not only about the exchange of the model data, but also the export of results back to the CAD program is an important part of the data exchange. I'm quite sure that we won't run out of ideas for further improvements in these areas. Yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. Jaroslav, what about you?
Yep. I have to say mostly the same what Lucas said, that we spend a lot of time with the people asking the questions how to use Revit link or what about the Tekla link. I was also quite nicely surprised that they also start to use the Grasshopper tool and our Grasshopper link for the parametric modeling. It was also from time to time asked, and I was also surprised that there was quite one enthusiastic guy which we spent I don't know half an hour talking about our web service, how to use it, and he was quite enthusiastic to it and asked if we will maintain it, enhance it. So I said, well, yes, because it's also part of our business and it's relates to the interfaces, so that you can also write your own tool for the import and export and so on. So that's what was also from that positive side. And as Lucas said, I also heard some questions related to the Nemetschek Allplan connection about some other formats like IFC and SAF. So it was overall all the questions related to the products which we are supporting.
Okay, yeah, that's great to hear, especially for the users of our programs, that they have the chance and also the possibility to work with any kind of tool. And next to that, also to make the calculations with our structure analysis tools. And this is, in my opinion, also one of the future steps that we have to provide them good interface solutions. Absolutely. So BIM is still a trend, but becomes more and more a standard, in my opinion. Beside of BIM, have you explored some other trends in the industry during the trade fair? Lucas?
Maybe not the trend that I explored, but rather one that I was quite missing a bit. Maybe it's a subjective feeling, but I haven't seen a lot of 3D glasses or VR glasses this time. I feel maybe that this was some kind of a hype a few years ago and has flattened a bit now. I could be wrong. Maybe it was not the right exhibition for these companies, and the next digital bow will prove me wrong. Let's see. That's the trend that I was missing, let's say.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah. When I was the last time, there were a lot of these kind of VR, AR glasses. Yeah. And so in these times, I thought, okay, this would be a major trend. But it can be also just maybe an hype during that time. And yeah, let's see what the future will bring.
Yeah.
Okay. What about you, Jaroslav?
Well, I have to confirm that this year it was not so much the glasses and the stuff related to the virtual reality. What I saw a lot that was the different companies providing some, let's say, the common data environment tools that's growing around that a lot of companies trying to build their own solution for the hosting of the IFC models or to bringing the tools for the collaboration, which is quite good that there is a lot of possibilities which you can choose. What I also saw that was the rise of the laser scanning or the things related to the point of clouds and to making digital twins. That could be also one of the hypes which now we have, that while we are talking about the digital twins and how we may use such a thing also for the other purposes, not just for the architectural, but maybe also for the structural, in the case that you need to do the reconstruction. So you may do the laser scanning, point of the clouds, and you have your model somehow done. So that I think that that could be also one of the things which we may see in the future as a trend.
Okay. Yeah, pretty nice. Have someone of you seen this robotic dog? Because this was some time when I was on the last trade fair, there was always this robotic dog who, yeah, it was a kind of customer, or he was very popular at this time and everybody celebrates it. So I don't know, maybe he was at this trade fair again there.
I don't think so, but I saw the drilling robot from the Hilti.
Oh, okay.
Something similar, but it's make you can make drills with it 24/7, so maybe could be also some kind of the robot, but not that which you meant, I guess.
Yeah, I also haven't seen it, I have to say. I think it's Boston Dynamics or whatever was written on it usually.
Yeah.
So that I haven't seen it, yeah.
Currently I saw it just on the Hilti booth that they have something similar, but it wasn't looking like a dog. So Daniel, not this year.
Okay, not this year, but maybe next time. Okay, guys, thank you very much. What I usually do, especially when guests are the first time in my podcast and you are the first time in my podcast, is asking them for their favorite building. Yeah, so for me, it's for example, it's the San Francisco Golden Gate Bridge. And now I put the question into the room and start with you, Jaroslav. What is your favorite building where you say, okay, this is something I can really recommend to everybody, and why?
Yeah, I think it's Sagrada Familia in Barcelona from Gaudi. Because I saw it as a very young guy, and I just standing behind it and said, wow, such a nice building. I want to do the same thing to form the shape. And that was the reason where I said, well, okay, I want to be a structural engineer to make such a buildings. That's why. Sagrada Familia. That started all my journey in the civil engineering industry, let's say.
Okay, great. Yeah, absolutely. So this building in Barcelona, I guess in Barcelona,
Barcelona
is fascinating. Absolutely. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Lucas, and you?
There was a time where I would have said the Bridge of Millau in France. I did even a trip through France and drove there with the car. And when I drove over it, it wasn't that impressing. I don't know, maybe because it was cloudy and you didn't saw a lot. So I have to change my mind, but I have no new favorite building now. I have to search for it, I guess.
Okay, thank you. All right, guys, thank you very much. It was a pleasure for having this podcast episode together with you. Wishing you also now a great time and also for the audience. So looking forward to the next episode, then again in German. And with these words, thank you very much for your time and see you soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.